Clements Marketplace, the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, R&R Construction, and by Newport Propane. Now, here's Bob Angel.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the James M. Williams Gymnasium at Middletown High School as we get set for high school basketball playoff action. The crew is here. Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Lunny, Mr. Boba, those would be the officials, but I'm getting ahead of myself.
Please do, because we don't have the other team yet.
We have one team here. We have a packed gymnasium. They have started turning people away, and we're still 15 minutes away from game time. Unfortunately, we only have one team in the gymnasium, and it would be the Middletown Islanders. And this would be a quarterfinal Division II playoff game. It's one and done. So you got to come away with a win in order to go further down the road in these playoffs. So it's a big game, and it's a big crowd, and it's a big moment, and this is what high school is all about.
It's high school on a quintessential, nothing better. Each one of these schools have rivalries with Middletown, Portsmouth, Rogers, Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton. It doesn't matter. When these two teams play anywhere, it's going to be a great crowd. But there is no room for anybody left in here. I'm just getting more and more worried by the minute because I don't see any Vikings.
No, the Rogers team is not in this building. The Rogers fans are here.
They've been here since 5 o'clock.
I got here before 5 o'clock, and there were a scattered few sitting in the bleachers already. And we do have ourselves a situation. For whatever the reason, the Rogers team is not here. So we got to figure out what they're going to do because they need time to warm up.
Well, they get 12 minutes maybe, unless the bus broke down. But you'd think there would be a phone call and an announcement made, or Middletown would know it and wouldn't be on the floor shooting around right now. So I'm just looking at the officer, looking at his watch, and I see Coach Newsom's brother here, but I don't see Coach Newsom.
All right. Well, let's see if we can figure anything out. We'll tell you as much as we can about these two teams. They know each other extremely well. Yeah. But let's talk about the visitors from Rogers who aren't here yet. They're 12-7 overall. They're 10-7 in league play. Their head coach is Mike Newsom in his ninth year, helped out by longtime assistant Rob McAvoy. They are captained by Elijah Neal and Cisco Aponte, who will not be able to play because of his injury. And it's going to be a matchup of, who's going to come to play basketball with as few mistakes as possible.
Yeah, turnover is going to be the big thing. But I'm looking for Rogers to have a good ball game only because of the growth of players like Davon London, Juwan Hazard, Tony Boyd. Those three players, at the beginning of the year, they were coming off the JVs last year, hadn't had varsity experience. And in the last game that we did that Rogers, they played a heck of a game. Then you add in that the Ventura kid playing in the backcourt, taking the ball out of Elijah Neal's hands. They've got more balance to them. So let's hope that, they play well as they have been in the last couple of games, because Mike's really done a great job with this team this year, especially losing Aponte, who was a 15-point scorer every game.
All right, more about these Rogers Vikings. You already heard about a bunch of the names that really matter. Elijah Neal's the top scorer. He can make a difference in a game at any given time. He made a difference in the win the other night. Got down the stretch, got some key points. You've got Davon London working hard under the boards. Travis Burrows can work inside or outside. And you've got Alex Toribio, and a sophomore, along with sophomore Viles Ventura. Those two are stories right among themselves. Two sophomores who have worked their way into the starting lineup and are performing very well.
Yeah, no, but Ventura in particular, in the game that Neal didn't play, he really had a heck of a game. I forget who that was. It might have been against Johnston. He played well, even though they didn't get a win that day. But no, Toribio and players like that, and the kid I forgot to mention is Travis Burrows. At the beginning of the season, he showed a lot of promise but couldn't score.
I'm going to ask John Lunny a favor. They don't put up the personal fouls, John. If you could just turn toward us and flash us a number, if you think of it.
Well, we got another team, so that's good.
All right, and they're ready to, they're in uniform.
I knew they would come in uniform rather than go in the locker room. Hope there's room for them.
Yeah, there's that one front row that was basically open. And
that might have been the only way they could get in the gym is if they had their uniform.
The crowd is ready, both crowd, Islander fans, Viking fans, and the Vikings will get to warm up right now. And we've got, according to the scoreboard clock, just a little more than 9 minutes before this game is supposed to start. We might have to stretch that out a little bit.
Well, they may have done some stretching out at the high school and then just got on the bus and come. It's not that long a ride, but they're in the layup line, and Mike's got a, you know, the weird thing is, I think there's a rule. You got to have your starting lineup in the book at a certain time before the game. Now, I'm sure with the friendship between Mike and Kevin, that might get waived today. But let's hope. At least we're here, and we're happy to see both teams on the floor. Now we just got to find some spots for some of these people, especially those on the baseline to our right. That's not the best place to stand. That's where a lot of action takes place, on the backboards and out-of-bounds plays, and it's not comfortable to have, you know, adults standing right up against you.
Well, we've got people who are standing behind John and I, so they're squeezing in as many as they can. Middletown Islanders head coach Kevin Lendrum, 13th year, former assistant at Rogers. His assistant is Raleigh Brennan in his 13th year. During this season, Middletown put together a winning streak of 14 games from the 17th of December till the end of January. They've now won three of their last four. They're 15-3 in league play. They are 19-3 on the season, and they are seated number 2. Rogers is seated number 10. You can throw those seedings right out the door.
You can throw them right out. And, you know, Middletown, and during that stretch when they won 14 in a row, they were a very, very good basketball team. I mean, they beat some good teams, and they beat them easily. And they were just getting productivity from everybody. You know, the kid Cranston just grew as the year went on. Jacob Mello off the bench. And then there are three key players, mainly, you know, Robinson, Connaughton. You know, they just added on a lot and took a lot of the power of scoring away from Robinson, even though he scored a lot.
And Roberto Figueres,
yes,
has come on big time over the course of the season. And he has really developed into a key member of this lineup. And he is a junior. We've got, you mentioned Jacob Mello. You mentioned Pat Cranston. He is only a sophomore and can do it all, outside, inside, up and down the court. He can be a factor. Ben Connaughton came up with an ankle injury just a couple of weeks ago. He's been hobbled. He missed a game or two.
Yeah, he missed. Didn't only play about 3 minutes senior night, I do believe, and he might have played their last away game, but it, I talked to his mom the other day, and it's a little better. I see he's got an ankle support on right now. Might take away a little bit of his jumping ability because he is one of their key inside players.
And he'll be here, and he'll probably start, but as to how much action he'll see from start to finish is yet to be determined. R.J. Wiggins is a key member of this Middletown team. Adam, it could be my imagination, but has he grown another inch or two?
You know, watching him shoot, I'm watching how much better his shooter is, but he's about 6'3", now maybe 6'4". He's bigger than Timmy Robinson. They got Timmy Robinson at 6'3".
So the thing with R.J., though, is he went to New Jersey over the weekend to play some football and show off his football talents to probably some scouts. Now, because he wasn't around, he's not going to start. He will play, but normally he'd be in the starting lineup. Because he hasn't been around for the whole weekend, he'll come off the bench.
Now, did he play football for the Islanders?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
All right.
A very important receiver.
Not aware of that.
So, Kevin Lendrum and the Islanders, Mike Newsom and the Vikings. And we are going to have ourselves quite the battle, as you might expect, with these two local rivals going at it in a Division II quarterfinal. John and I, as usual, will be picking our players of the game, one for each side. We have gift certificates for the Middletown Player of the Game and for the Rogers Player of the Game from the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant in downtown Newport. The officiating crew, again, is Mike Lunny. It is not Mike Lunny.
Everything we've ever done has been with Mike Lunny, so it's his brother John, older brother John.
John Lunny, who's one of the quality officials in the whole state, and another good one, Brian Sullivan, who was Rogers or Middletown?
Rogers High School, class Rogers of 77. Grad.
And Donald Boba, that's the trio. They use three officials at this phase of the playoffs. And on a tiny gym like this gymnasium, they're going to bump into each other.
They won't, because a couple of them don't run the full floor. John Lunny will, but Bobo, he'll know where to stay. He loves three-man officiating.
All right, so Rogers with the late arrival is just now going through the layup drill, same as Middletown is doing, only Middletown's been here quite a bit longer. The crowd is here. They have packed the James M. Williams Gymnasium. Boy, wouldn't Jim Williams love to see this, huh?
He's watching. He's watching. He doesn't miss too many games up there in the blue sky of his Islander team. And he is the man responsible for all the success here.
And Kevin Lendron brought it up. He said he mentioned Jim Sarris.
Yeah.
And how much a part of this whole
there's
picture.
There's another man that had ties both to Kevin and, of course, to Rogers for 26 years as the head coach. And, you know, somebody sent me a picture today, and it was the 1987 Final Four in New Orleans. And we had quite a crew down here from Newport. We had 34 guys. And in the picture, Jim Sarris, my brother Arthur, a few others that are no longer with us. It just brought back great memories. He was a young kid. He was my assistant. No, he was coaching. He was my assistant, a ninth grade coach. He looked so young. And to know that he's gone, it's really sad. Really, really sad.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, as well as all the coaching he did, his kids went to school here in
Middletown. Right, both of them.
Julia and
Jim,
Will.
And Will graduated last year, and Will was just like his dad, a coach on the floor. I tell you that, boy.
So we are awaiting the start of this game. We're only a couple of minutes away, according to the scoreboard clock. And we're going to do our best to hope that you hear what we're saying, because this place is going to be rocking vocally.
It really will be. There's going to be some good matchups. I'm looking. You know, you mentioned Figueres for Middletown playing that point guard. Well, Ventura for Rogers is a little pest defensively. And the other good matchup, I think, will be Neal and Cranston. I mean, Pat Cranston is a pest on defense. He's effective. He has one poor tendency, and that is he does commit some fouls when not necessary. He doesn't commit them when he's playing the man head up, but off the ball, cutting through screens, and maybe a couple of charges. So if he plays under control, they're going to be two great matchups in the backcourt.
In this Division II bracketing, in addition to this game, there's also a game that will be going on at 6:30 in the other side of the bracket, with number 3 Lincoln hosting number 11 Tolman. Yeah. And the two winners, the winner from that game, the winner from this game, will then meet in the semifinals, and that'll happen Thursday night in Ponegansett, a neutral court, in a 7 o'clock game. It'll be the second game of a doubleheader. On the other side of the Division II bracket, you've got Johnston, the top seed, taking on Burrellville, the number 8 seed. And you've got already a winner in St. Ray's, the number 5 seed. They defeated number 4 Charahoe, 71-67. And St. Ray's is awaiting the winner of Johnston Burrellville for the other semifinal.
If it's Johnston, they just had a great game. Actually, it was one of the Friday nights we didn't have a game. I watched that entire game on the TV, the high school channel, and it was a great game. They were down 15 to Johnston, came back and won in overtime by 10. So, yeah, that bracket's a loaded bracket, but keep your eyes out for Tolman. When they were here that first half, they were a very, very good team, and things just fell apart, and they were on a down run. But I wouldn't be surprised if they give Lincoln all they can handle.
All right, both teams are getting ready.
Start on time. Hope Mike's got it paying out right.
They get their sportsmanship reading from the officials. And then we'll have the introduction of the starting lineups. And we'll have a national anthem. And we will have near chaos. at this gymnasium for the next hour and a half to 2 hours. I cannot wait for this thing to get underway. First time around, they played early in the season on the 13th of December. Middletown won that game 45-37 by outscoring Rogers in the fourth quarter 18-11. Middletown was led by Timmy Robinson with 12. R.J. Wiggins had 12. Rogers led by Elijah Neal with 20. Nobody had more than 5 other than Elijah Neal.
Yeah, well, that was the time of the season. It was the first league game right off the bat. I think that Rogers had played two games before that. Middletown had played one and two. But Rogers, the players now are a lot different that didn't play well in that game than they were at that time.
Oh, so, yeah. A lot of growth. You know, a lot of experience. Probably more poise. But in this kind of a situation, it might take a while to be poised.
Oh, the first 5 minutes are going to be chaotic. Hope we can keep up.
I'm looking at John Lundy. He looks like he's a business referee. He's ready to go.
He is all business. That's the one thing I like about him. I don't always like his calls, but he makes them. There's no ifs and buts about it.
And your attention, please, for the safety of yourself.
They are asking those who are standing on the baseline and right where some action is going to take place in the corners. They've got to find a different location.
Yeah, it's just too tight. Gentlemen's nice policeman's being very kind.
Now, is that Mr. Robinson doing the announcing, or is it somebody else? I can't see the scorer's table. So, we are, as usual, here at the James M. Williams Gymnasium, seated across from the scorer's table. We're on the floor, and for the first time ever, we've got people all around us, on our left shoulder, our right shoulder, and right behind us. It's crowded in here. So, we will have the starting lineups introduced first before the anthem. Little ground rules being announced here to the crowd. Hopefully they'll behave themselves while being spirited.
Well, I think what they're saying is keep it clean, keep it nice, don't be derogatory, cheer, do all you want. You know, you can heckle a player, you know, nice shot or something like that, but you don't need the comments that go with it. And I know one game, both here and at Rogers, you know, they've been told to calm it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's only fair.
So it could be challenging for you to hear us at times. Here come the starters for Rogers. Alex Toribio.
Wow, that's a big change. That's a big move.
Is Travis Burrows being introduced? 6'1 junior. Davon London, 6'1 senior. Great athlete. Is Miles Ventura, just a sophomore and taking over that point guard spot. And to round it out, Elijah Neal, captain. Top scorer and a crowd favorite, as you can probably tell. Now here come the Islanders.
Oh,
off the bench first is Jacob Mello, 6 foot junior, starting in place of R.J. Wiggins. Next is Pat Cranson, the sophomore. Roberto Figueres, 5'9 junior. Next is number 23, Ben Connerton. Ankle wrapped up, and Timmy Robinson, 6'2 senior. Those are your 5 starters for each team. All right, we are going to take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll have some excitement for you on 101.1 FM and WADK.com. Come back in about a minute.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial's been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial, 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
Going to pick up a little bit of the Middletown chorus, I hope. All right, the crowd is ready. The players are ready. Hopefully John Dias and I are ready.
I'm ready. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game. I'm going to predict it right now. Both teams play well. It'll be a hell of a game.
And our producer director once again is Maxwell Lawless, and they did not get a bunch of people off that baseline corner.
Just that right corner. The policeman's going over now to ask them one more time. They're moving now.
All right.
Good job. Got to do it.
To the center circle will go the Middletown Islanders in the home white uniforms with the blue numerals and trim. Rogers.
Come on over, guys.
With the black uniforms, the red stripes across the shorts and around the neck. And it will be Davon London jumping against Timmy Robinson. Division II quarterfinal in the very tiny James M. Williams Gymnasium. Listen to the crowd. Tap controlled by Middletown. They'll go left to right as we look on opposite the scorer's table.
Rogers starting in a man-to-man right off the bat. And Burrows on Timmy Robinson.
Here's Figueres, top of the key. Drive by Cranston, shut off. Pump fake, throws it up off the backboard, no good. Rebound up high, Elijah Neal. Here come the Vikings right to left. Terribio out deep. Elijah Neal, cross court. Miles Ventura, barking out instructions. Angles to the right elbow. Gives it to Burrows. Crossover dribble, lost on the floor, taken away by Middletown. Bounce pass on the baseline is stolen away by Rogers. Elijah Neal goes to Terribio on the baseline. Shut off nicely. Pass in the middle, stolen again by Middletown.
Good defense, both ends, all man-to-man, no place to move. Wasn't just the crowd. Going to move down.
Ball. Here is Figueres driving, putting it up. No good, missed the layup. Rebound, Neal.
Two good looks for the Islanders. Neither one coming down with it.
Coming up on the right elbow to the foul line. Dishes it off on the wing to Ventura. They go left corner.
Somebody's in that corner. We just can't see who it is.
Can't see him at all. Crowd's in the way. Burrows in the lane, throws it up and hits.
Well, this is a more experienced Burrows that, you know, had a rough start to the season.
First points of the game belong to Rogers. Travis Burrows. Figueres at the center circle. Angles off to the right side. Dishes off in the corner for a three. Cranston, no. Rebound, Davon London. Vikings on the run. Burrows gives it off to Elijah Neal. Over the arc, in the hands of Miles Ventura. Backs it up, guarded by Cranston. Drives down the lane, puts it up. Whistle for a foul.
It might be Pat Cranston, number four.
Number four,
give
two Pat
shots,
Cranston.
Too. Thought he might be driving the lane to drop that one off for underneath to London, but he's going to get credit for shooting the ball.
Miles Ventura at the line, 4-2. He's a lefty. First one, yes. 1 more for the sophomore. About 5'8". Miles Ventura. Good again. 4-0 Rogers. Figueras crossed the timeline. Out high to Ben Connaughton. Guarded tightly by Davon London. Figueras between the circles. Cranston dishes it off to Connaughton. Throws up a three. No, back rimmed it. Long rebound to Travis Burrows. Here comes Elijah Neal. Driving in the lane, throws it up, around and in.
Michael's off a good start. Getting good look, is doing a lot of isolation, penetrating to the hoop, and three good shots.
At the other end, it's Cranston driving into the lane, dishes it off on the wing, a three from there, Mello, no good. Rebound comes down to Travis Burrows.
Boy, one and done for the Islanders.
Elijah Neal gives it up to Davon, shut off on the baseline, backs it off. Neal, three-point range, straight away. Listening to Mike Newsom, his head coach, calling out a play. 6-0 Rogers. Burrows in the lane. Drops it down for the layup.
Has it.
Davon London.
Well, little time. Rogers got a plan on offense, and it's working so far.
8-0 Rogers. Sidney Robinson driving. Throws it up. Too strong. Rebound. Elijah Neal. Up court in a hurry. Slows it down. Waits for help. Gives it out deep to Miles Ventura. And again, Mike Newsom yelling out instructions. R.J. Wiggins getting ready to come in from Middletown. There's a drive, a spin, and a move, and a travel, an up and down double dribble, and a turnover, Rogers.
That's the third turnover for the Vikings. Middletown has two, but Middletown doing a good job of swinging the ball to the wing and then getting a one-on-one situation. If they double on Burrows, they're just going to drop it down like they did last time to London.
Figueres. Gives it up on the right elbow. It's Pat Cranston, left of the lane. Nice layup.
Good
up
hesitation move. He really fooled his defender. First basket for the Islanders. They're on the board.
8-2, Rogers. Middletown crowd to our left has been standing since the opening tap, and we can't see in the corner. Ventura backs it off, gets it in the hands of Elijah Neal out deep. A three from Elijah. No. Rebound up high. Taken away by R.J. Wiggins, who lost the ball.
That's the third turnover for them. But long, good-looking three by Neal. But all four players went up for that one. Wiggins came away with it, but lost it.
By the way, we told you it would be loud. Rogers ball. They have an 8-2 advantage. 3:40 left. First quarter. Here's Burrows, rather, thrown into the lane. Has it blocked from behind. Cranston on the run. Almost lost the dribble. Gets it back. Slows it down. Gives it up to Connaughton. Nothing there. Here's Cranston. Back to Connaughton for a jumper. Yes! For three!
And Connaughton, and he likes to take a lot of those threes. He's 1-for-2 so far.
8-5 is the Rogers lead. Travis Burrows down the lane, drops it down low, and a foul is called on Middletown.
Well, that seems to be the game plan, is to get Burrows to try to go one-on-one. As we said, early in the year, he didn't finish many drives to the basket, but he's really improved. And when they come over with the double team, they're dumping it down. And again, it's going to go to Davon London for two free throws.
And that is on Roberto Figueres. Davon puts up a free throw that's good. One more. And I guess we're getting the personal fouls put up on the scoreboard.
Oh.
One more for Davon. And around and no good. Rebound. Timmy Robinson brings it up himself, goes right down the lane and loses it. Middletown turns it over.
They're fourth. And again, just trying to, you know, getting the ball. Timmy took it the length of the floor. A little anxious. Hasn't got his first shot in, to go in yet, but it will.
Miles Ventura brings it across the timeline. Right to left he goes as we watch from opposite the scorer's table.
Middletown going into a 2-3 zone. Look for that foul line area. That's a good spot where they got down low to Terrivio. Nice pass.
Nice pass, but a nice block by Middletown. Figueras on the run. Dishes it off on the wing for a three. In and out by Cranston.
Burrows with a long rebound.
Travis Burrows with the big rebound. Brings it up court. Gets it on the right elbow to Ventura. Miles gives it back to Burrows in the middle, high post. Block from behind. Cranston with it. Down court he comes. Slows it up. Gives it to RJ for a jumper at the foul line. No good. Rebound to Ribio. Rogers. 8-5 is the Rogers lead early on. Vikings with the ball. Ventura goes left side over here, who I can't see. Cross-court pass. This is Burrows driving, putting it up. No good.
Good move, though. Hung in the air just a little too long. Robinson with the rebound.
Timmy brings it up himself. Angles off to the middle. Shut off and bumped into by Travis Burrows. That'll be his first.
Team first on the Vikings. Good defense played by the Vikings. Middletown taking a couple of quick shots, but they're playing straight man-to-man, no switching. And that time he just bellied up to Timmy a little too tight.
Middletown ball. Minute 45 to go, opening quarter. Islanders down 8-5. Here's Figueras going cross court to Connerton, left of the lane, driving, throws it up wildly behind the backboard.
Looked like he wanted to take the three. He drove, but just took himself too deep along the baseline. Shot that one over the backboard.
So Rogers gets it back with a minute and a half remaining in the first quarter. Division II quarterfinal. Ventura straight away goes left side. A shot from the angle is in and out.
O'Neal
comes down to Terrivio. Pump fake, puts it up, no good. Rebound Terrivio again. Doesn't get it to go. Gets blocked from behind. It goes off the Vikings.
Well, good job inside, but Terrivio got an offensive rebound. Only the second one of this game for the Vikings. Missed a little putback, and then Middletown was all over him. Could not get the next shot up.
Back come the Islanders. 8-5 Rogers.
9-5.
Yes, here's a drive right here by Figueras. It's no good.
Good rebound by Neal. He went up high. Beat Timmy Robbins with that rebound.
He can get up there, too. In the corner, a drive. Burrows goes cross-court with a pass. Shot from there is going to be bouncing around. Drops off.
By Terrivio. Three in the corner.
Remy Robinson brings it back up court. Gives it to Figueras. Deals to R.J. Wiggins. Has the ball knocked away. Elijah Neal driving, putting it up, and fouled by Timmy Robinson.
Another turnover for Middletown. It's seven, six to this half. That was a great move by Elijah Neal that time, Bobby. He had Timmy Robinson right on his shoulder, and obviously he wasn't going to get it up. He put it up reverse form, but drew the foul.
Elijah Neal at the line to shoot a pair. First one's on the way, and good. Rogers scored the first 8 points. Middletown the next five, but there's a free throw for Elijah Neal. He gets one more. And coming into the game for the Vikings now is Jordan Neves. He'll give Burrows a rest. One more for Elijah Neal. On the way. No, back rimmed it. Rebound, Figueras. 9-5 Rogers. 30 seconds left in the opening quarter. Timmy Robinson at the center circle. Looking right of the lane. Stops. Pops. Three!
And that was with Boyd right in his face.
Back come the Vikings. 15 seconds left in the quarter. 9-8. Rogers in the left corner. Can't see what's going on. So
Neal jumping from about 10 feet. A rebound by Nabs. Puts it around and in. Just came in off the bench. Nice job by Nabs. Offensive rebound on a missed shot by Neal. That's a big change there.
What am I missing? 12-8? I'm missing a point.
Why yeah, you missed a free throw earlier.
Okay.
They've got four free throws.
It is 12-8 Rodgers after one quarter. Already crazy here at Middletown, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
O'Brien's Pub, for good food, good friends, good times. Always the perfect place to find a menu accommodating all ages and appetites, plus never-ending fun. Sunday night bingo, trivia night Tuesdays, karaoke Wednesday nights, DJs Fridays and Saturdays. O'Brien's Pub, voted best neighborhood bar the past 2 years. 501 Thames, Newport. Check theobriensPub.net. Phone 849-6623. And on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always easy parking.
And back here at the James M. Williams Gymnasium. One quarter done, three more to go. 12-8 Rodgers.
A really well-played first half. I thought Middletown rushed some shots. It's just 3 of 13 from the floor, but two of those are threes, and they had one layup by Cranston. Rodgers, on the other half, had a nice shooting in the first half. They were 4 of 9 inside the arc and 1 of 2 outside the arc. So, and then a 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And Middletown has not gone to the foul line yet. Rodgers playing good defense without fouling and doing a real good job on the boards.
In for Middletown will be Kyle Brennan Simmons. They call him KBS. He gets in there for the first time for the Vikings. Travis Burrows is coming back, and they're keeping Jordan Neves out on the floor.
Terribio's out right
Terribio's
now.
Terribio's sitting down. Okay.
Boyd in for London, I do believe.
And here's Miles Ventura for the Vikings as they start the second quarter in possession.
Middletown goes back to their man-to-man.
Burrows down the lane, dishes it off. On the baseline, the move is made, but no basket there for
nice
Tony
job.
Boyd.
Middletown doing a great job of defending the basket. Boyd made a nice, strong move. It didn't go in, but Burrows got the offensive rebound and got fouled.
R.J. Wiggins, the guilty party. That'll be his first. And apparently, there it is. They are putting it up on the scoreboard. At the line is Davon London.
I think that's Burrows.
Burrows, sorry. Travis Burrows misses the first free throw.
Well, Rodgers having a few opportunities. 4 of 7 now. They started 3 of 4.
One more here for Travis Burrows, who has been a factor the latter part of the season. Misses the second free throw.
That's a big trip. No score. Got to push him underneath, I think, on Boyd.
I think it might be on Elijah. It is on Elijah Neal.
His first, okay.
His first. 12-8, no scoring yet, second quarter. Roberto Figueres goes right side to Pat Cranston. Gives it off. Here's R.J. Wiggins, double-teamed on the right wing. Tries to go down low, gets it back on a deflected pass. R.J. with it, looking for some help. And gives it off to Pat Cranston. Reverse, no, a nice layup. Pat Cranston, straight
off. By the defender, made a nice move and got it over Boyd's outstretched arm.
Thought he was going to reverse it, but he got it over traditional style. Vikings moving the ball around quickly on the baseline. Trying to get it up is
Neves. Very good defense on the baseline by the Islanders.
Robinson with a rebound. Robinson with a three. No. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to the Vikings. Elijah Neal. At the other end, a quick pass on the left side. The jumper by Burrows. Short. Rebound down low by Pat Cranston. Brings it up court. Over the center line. Figueres in the lane. Underhanded layup. No. Rebound. Tony Boyd.
Yeah, a little force shot there.
Back come the Vikings. In the lane, a dish on the left side. Driving, stopping, shooting, miss. Elijah, rebound. Pat Cranston.
One and done this quarter for the Vikings.
12-10 is the Viking lead. A near steal. And then a foul, I believe, on some tight defense.
Burrows reached in, deflected it. Then when he went to get him, Bonnie Boba called it on baseline. Mike not happy. John Lunny was right there in front of him.
Second foul on Travis Burrows. Kyle Brennan Simmons sits down for Middletown. Burrows with two personals will stay in the game. Middletown ball. Into the backcourt it goes to Roberto Figueres. Right angle, Pat Cranston. Tightly guarded. Gets it to Connerton, driving the baseline. Puts it up. No good. Missed the layup.
That's a shame. He made a nice, strong move. He doesn't drive enough.
Davon London with the rebound. Elijah Neal with the ball. Right of the lane. Top of the circle. Down low it goes. Davon has a block from behind by Connerton. Ball's loose. Alternating possession. It will go Middletown's way.
Yeah, but Rogers doing a nice job of penetrating, dumping down, but the players down low, London that time and Burrows before, they got to give a head fake because Middletown's going after the ball. So show the ball, let them jump, and then go up and either get fouled.
Back come the Islanders. Figueres with it. Gives it up to Connerton. Tightly guarded. And a timeout call by
be the shot clock. So the Lunny. 34.
The Lunny factor. Might have to make an adjustment here. 5:46 to go before the halftime, and it's 12-10. There has been one basket in this second quarter.
Well, just 2 minutes in. Middletown had the one nice drive by Cranston. Rogers had a couple of looks, just haven't got the ball to drop. But the defense by both teams is exceptional right now.
Middletown with the inbounds pass goes to Pat Cranston. He'll bring it up. Cranston goes in the right corner. This is Figueres. Brings it out to the middle. Timmy Robinson between the circles. Dishes it off to Connerton. He gives it up to R.J. Wiggins. Out high to Figueres. Looking at Timmy Robinson. Three-point range. Gets to the foul line. Turns, spins. Shot by Connerton. No good. Three-point range. Terribio back in with the rebound.
That was a rush three there because the shot clock was running down.
And, of course, we continue to be totally blocked from view because of the fans who are standing to our left.
21 to sit down.
There's a jumper by Neal. That's no good. Fight for the rebound.
Timmy
comes
Robinson.
Down to Timmy Robinson.
Well,
it is.
That's his fifth defensive rebound of the game.
Back comes Figueres in the lane. Dishes it off to Ben Connerton, who wasn't ready. And a Middletown turnover.
Well, number eight for the Islanders. Vikings just with three turnovers, taking care of the ball, just not getting good looks.
So bringing it up now is Mr. Neves, Jordan Neves. Top of the key, looking around. Still looking, gets it in the hands of Elijah Neal between the circles, straight away. Left of the lane, goes in the corner, left side. They work it around and Neal gets it back. Puts up a long jumper, three! Neal!
He's a senior, he's 2 for 3 from beyond the arc, 1 of 3 inside.
He is so smooth.
Timeout,
full timeout, Middletown. 4:16 to go, first half. Rogers 15, Middletown 10. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797 or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
Get Clancy. Miss Clancy.
All right, we're back. Bob Angel with John Dias and a whole bunch of other people. A wild and crazy first half. It is 15-10 in favor of the Vikings.
And just the difference in the game so far right now is the turnovers for Middletown. I got them at 8. Vikings just have 3. They've missed some shots inside. Good blocks, Middletown. I got them credited for 4 blocks inside in this first half. The Vikings have 2. Coaching.
All right, we're back in action. Middletown with the ball. Cranston right to the hoop. Left-handed layup misses. Elijah Neal, another rebound. Brings it up court. Slows it down as the Islanders got back. Here's Travis Burrows looking for help. He puts it in the hands of Jordan Neves. And on the left wing, it's Terribio. Tightly guarded by Cranston. Out deep it goes to Elijah Neal. And he'll be called for a travel.
Fourth turnover now for the Vikings. He was going to take the three. Then he looked, gave a shot fake. Mike's telling him, reverse the ball. You get it on the way back. But unforced turnover there for the Vikings.
Connor Lopez in the game for the Islanders.
Wow.
Pat Cranston at the point right now. Brings it across the timeline. Guarded closely by Neves. Connerton with it now. Back it goes to Timmy Robinson. Driving, puts it up on the run. And a personal blocking foul called on Rogers.
Neves tried to cut him off. He got by. Timmy got by his first player. Neves slid in. I think they got it on the baseline. No shots. That's the first foul on Neves.
Jordan Neves, the guilty party. No shots here. Timmy Robinson's going to put it in play over the baseline. Just to the left of his basket. Looking around. Gives it out to Connor Lopez. Throws
wow.
out a three. Yes!
Wow. I tell you, that takes courage there. Just come in the game. First look. First out of bounds pass and hit the three.
15-13, Vikings up two. Neves with the ball. Angles off to the left side, gives it out deep to Terudio beyond the foul stripe. Goes down to the baseline, has it deflected, and off of the Vikings.
Forced turnover, nice defense by Terudio, by Connor Lopez. He really forced that dribble, knocked it off his foot. And knocked it out of bounds. And that's the fifth turnover now for the Vikings.
Miles Ventura returns. Neves sits down for the Vikings. Just about 3 minutes to go before halftime. 15-13 Rogers. Middletown with the ball. Lopez driving to the foul line. Lost the ball, turned it over. Here comes Terribio on the run. Angles it off, gives it up to Ventura. Beyond the arc, looking for help, gives it to Elijah Neal straight away. Right side to Davon, back to Elijah. Drives to the foul line, in the lane. Reverse layup in!
Good move.
Elijah!
From the right wing, he drove it, put it up like he was going to shoot a left hand, shot it over his head with his right hand.
Back come the Islanders. Cranston gives it up to Lopez. Back to Cranston. Three, right side, yes!
Yeah, a little defensive mistake there by the young player there. Terribio stayed right on his man. Nobody went with Cranston on the switch.
17-16. Vikings up one with the ball. 2:10 to go, first half. Ventura with the ball on the left elbow and almost threw it away. Saved by Neal. Goes right of the lane. Puts it up on the run. No good. Rebound down low. Connor Lopez. And a reach and foul committed there by the Vikings. And that's going to be on Travis Burrows. And that's his third personal. He'll come out. Jordan Neves will come in.
And a foul away from the ball. No need for it.
And back come the Islanders. At the point, Pat Cranston. Right, left side it goes. Timmy Robinson, three!
Okay, nobody even got a chance to get out on him. And now we got a lead for the Islanders. Timmy Robinson, 2 for 3 from beyond the arc.
First lead of the night for Middletown. Rogers with the ball. Neves with it in the lane. Has it blocked.
That was by R.J. Wiggins. Nice block. And that's the, let's see, fifth block of this game, not counting all the ones that they deflected underneath. Oh, we called them for a foul. Ooh, that's not a block then. We got Jordan Neves going to the line for two, Bob.
It was on R.J.
R.J. Wiggins, yep.
All right, his second. First free throw is no good.
Well, Vikings missed their last three free throws. Made four of the first five, but they've run one for six since then.
This is Jordan Neves, senior, with one more free throw. Islanders up by two, 19-17. Neves free throw, short off the front rim. Rebound down low
London.
By the Vikings. London, Ventura. And going down the lane. Stops. Tries to put it up and does!
Nice move by the southpaw. Came to a 2-foot jump stop, pivoted, laid it up and in. Nice move.
Tied at 19. 1:10 to go. Robinson, three!
Oh, he called for that one. He came up off the screen, went to the wing, clapped his hand, said, get it to me.
At the other end, Rogers now down by three. Timmy Robinson has three threes.
Out of four attempts.
Elijah Neal's jumper, yes!
We got a ball game, Bob.
Middletown at the other end. Cranston, no. Rebound to Rubio. Rogers with the ball. 45 seconds left in the half. Ventura with the ball beyond the arc. And a timeout called by Rogers. And it will be a 30-second timeout. And we'll take our own 30-second timeout right here.
Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
And welcome back, Bob and Andrew, with John Dias. A wild first half, 36.8 seconds left, and it's 22-21 Middletown.
I think my tape disappeared, Bob. My line.
Yes, that borderline
of demarcation is gone. All right, we'll put it up at halftime.
Middletown ball. I take that back. Rogers ball.
Probably a difference of about 1 second in the shot clock. I think Mike's going to have them hold for the last shot. Middletown goes to a little zone. And a little 2-3 with Timmy Robinson up top. Makes a tough defense. Could be a little 1-3-1.
Nebs with it now. Has the ball deflected and out of play. And that will be Rogers' ball. Kevin Lendrum thinks it should be Middletown's ball. But
it looked like it was Middletown's ball, but I guess he said Timmy deflected that one through the back row.
20 seconds left in the half. Rogers still has it. Ventura, jumper, foul line, no. Wrong rebound, comes down to RJ, but he gives it up to Figueres. On the run with 9 seconds left. Roberto, beyond the arc, dishes it off to Connerton. Connerton throws it right to the Vikings' Nebs. Throws up at length of the court shot, bounces off the backboard, and almost went in. It is halftime with the Islanders of Middletown leading 22-21. Wow. We will take a little bit of a break here and catch our breath. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hang on.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
If you live or run a business in Rhode Island, odds are your electric bill is increasing. Luckily, A1 Roofing's here to help. Call 265-1019 today for a free solar consultation to learn how A1 can lower or eliminate your electric bill. Don't have a generator and want to keep power in a storm? Ask A1 about battery storage. Interested in getting an electric vehicle down the road? Ask A1 about installing a charging station at your home or business. A1 Roofing is here to help you go green in partnership with the Master Electricians at Beacon Solar.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Flower Cart is a full-service floral shop that makes your floral vision come to life. In addition to custom offerings for landmark events, Clements carries fresh-cut flowers, blooming plants, and more. They custom-make fruit or gourmet gift baskets. And don't miss Clements' extensive line of Asher's Gourmet Chocolates, Papyrus Greeting Cards, and the Yankee Candle Collection. Your neighborhood store and so much more. Clements Marketplace.
At Middletown High School in this Division II quarterfinal. Rogers trails 22-21 here at Middletown. Individual scoring for Middletown. 9 points on three threes by Timmy Robinson. We have 7 points for Pat Cranston and a three apiece for Ben Connerton and Connor Lopez. For the Vikings, 10 points for Elijah Neal. After that, 4 points for Miles Ventura, three points for Davon London, and a basket for Travis Burrows, who has three personal fouls. Jordan Neves has a basket as well. Just want to make you aware of the fact that tomorrow we'll be broadcasting girls basketball semifinals. The Rogers girls knocked off the number one seed North Kingstown 55-37 last night. So Rogers is going to take on the number four seed LaSalle at 5 o'clock tomorrow at Cranston East. And John and I will be there to bring it to you just before 5 here on 101.1 FM. And the other matchup is number six Bayview against number two Juanita Sanchez. The Viking girls, the number nine seed, into the semis.
That's a big win. I mean, they've played teams tough all year long. They just haven't had that game where they've played perfectly, and they must have done it last night because there's no way that North Kingston team had, one or two losses in the league and and get beat by 18.
Let's get to your numbers and do it as quickly as we can.
Well, it was a good first half for the Vikings, I think. Offensively, they were 9 of 23, 7 of 19 inside the arc, and just 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. So, 2 of 4 from beyond the arc. Middletown, on the other end, was just 2 of 12 going to the basket, but 6 of 12 beyond the arc. Timmy Robinson, 3 of 4. Cranston was 1 of 3. Ben Connerton was 1 of 3. Lopez made his only one. I think the big difference was on the boards. Middletown was out-rebounded by the Vikings 21-11. Rogers had 14 defensive boards and 7 offensive boards, and quite a few of those boards were putbacks that they just couldn't get in. And for Middletown, Timmy Robinson leads with 5 rebounds, and for the Vikings, Elijah Neal with 6 and Burrows with 3. But the other one stat is big, is 9 turnovers for the Islanders and just 5 for the Vikings.
Oh, keep going.
Okay, and the Vikings had a tough first half. They started out 3 of 4 from the foul line, ended up 5 of 10. They only made 1 or 2 of the last 6 free throws, and that really hurt them. They had chances when they were up 4 or 5 to go up, but just looking at here now, Burrows missed 2 at one time up the floor. Neves missed 2. And then London and Neal went 1 of 2 after Ventura started the game perfect from the line. Another key thing right now is that Middletown did not go to the foul line in the first half. Rogers did commit, I think it was 17 fouls or 16 fouls, but did not go to the foul line at all. The defense by both teams has been outstanding. When Rogers was able to get to the basket and get some shots off penetration, there was either Ben Connerton, Timmy Robinson, or Wiggins there to block those shots or alter them so that they couldn't get the layups. On the other end, Rogers doing a very good job of taking away all penetration. Cranston got one easy layup, and that's all they got. Timmy Robinson only took one shot inside the arc, has not been able to get to the rim, has not tried to. He stayed on the perimeter. And the Middletown's going to have to look to get some better drives to the basket and then maybe dish as opposed to just going in and we saw a couple of real bad shots taken.
All right, a timeout here for a couple of minutes, and then we'll be back. Get ready for the second half. Don't go away.
Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's Best Restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley. So come on in and see what the incredible team at The Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980. Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan.
For 32 years, Cargan Financial's been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial, 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
All right, welcome back to Middletown High School. We are getting close to the second half with Middletown leading 22-21. Rogers jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Middletown slowly but surely came back and had themselves a one-point advantage.
Well, I think that 6-for-12 from the arc really saved Middletown the first half. They weren't able to get easy baskets, and I think, if I'm right, I don't know if they had one in transition. Rogers done a very good job on the boards. And then when they have, Middletown's gotten the rebounds, with the exception of one time, I know Timmy took it the length of the floor and got fouled or had a turnover. They've done an excellent job of not allowing Middletown baskets in transition.
All right. By the way, again, this game is matched up against Tolman and Lincoln. Tolman number 11, Lincoln number 3. The two winners tonight meet Thursday night in Ponegansett at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? You're doing that game by yourself.
At 7 o'clock at Ponegansett on Thursday.
It'll be 10 o'clock before we get out of there.
In the other bracket, St. Ray is already into the semis, and they are awaiting the winner of the Johnston-Borrowville contest. So we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here in these division playoffs, and this is Division II. Tomorrow night, we will be at Cranston East for the Rogers girls taking on LaSalle. Rogers, the number 9 seed. LaSalle, the number 4 seed.
And LaSalle had a tough game with Bayview. I think they won it by 4 in a close game. But Rogers, you know, that was a team everybody said this could be their year. 5 girls playing for 4 years straight. Took their lumps early. Had 2 good years in Division II, and then, you know, got moved up to Division I. They've been competitive, but they just haven't played to the level that they think they were capable of. But I think they did that last night because they beat a very, very good North Kingston team that had beaten them by 15 earlier in the year.
All right, we're getting set for the third quarter of action. Again, our location is on the floor opposite the scorer's table.
And we're almost on it now. They moved us out a little bit there.
Yes, they pushed us out closer to the sideline. They're trying to prevent the fans from blocking me to my left.
Yeah, they're doing it here on my right. Get me back a little bit.
Really trying hard to help us out here, which
they've
appreciate.
They've been very good, these fans. I mean, this is I think the game's been so good that they've just been sitting here or standing and watching and yelling.
It's Rogers in the black uniforms, red striping along the bottom of the shorts, red striping around the neck, and all in white, the Middletown Islanders with the blue numerals and lettering and side stripe.
Let's see if the Vikings change up a little defensive here. I think they are. Might be a little bit of the 2-3 zone. I don't know.
That's Middletown, what it looks like.
I know, but the way Middletown's shooting the threes, I thought their defense did an excellent job of giving them tough shots.
Middletown with the ball, opening the second half, going right to left, working the ball around the perimeter. It's Roberto Figueres. Going to work it down the lane. Throws it up on the run. It's no good. Rebound, Travis Burrows. Here come the Vikings. Left to right as we watch. Burrows has it out deep. Goes left, right of the lane. Turns, spins, fakes. Caribbeau takes it. Works it around to Elijah Neal. Neal doesn't take the jumper. Gives it to Caribbeau on the baseline. Out to Burrows. Down the lane. Puts it up. No good.
Oh, that's a tough shame. That was a good drive to the basket. Good rebound by Robinson, though. Limited him to just one shot.
Middletown with the ball. Pat Cranston has it right now. Back to Figueres out deep. Ben Connerton's out there also. J. Jacob Mello, shot, long range, no good. Robinson underneath.
Oh, great block by Neal.
Oh. Elijah Neal. Back come the Vikings. Elijah with it now. Beyond the arc. Gets to the free throw line. Goes down the lane. And it's stolen away.
First one for the Vikings this half.
Mello gives it up to Timmy Robinson. Back to Roberto Figueres. They're working the perimeter. Figueres on the left wing to Connerton. Bounce pass baseline. Timmy Robinson can't get the layup to go, but he drew the foul.
Yeah, nice pass that time by Ben Connerton. Took a step toward the gap. Threw a nice bounce pass ahead of Timmy. And didn't allow time for either Burroughs, or I think the foul was on London. Davon has it, and he got him on the floor.
And Timmy Robinson goes to the line to shoot a couple. His 9 points come from three threes, and now he's got 10 with one to go. First point of the half. One more for the senior, Timmy Robinson. What a career he's had here at Middletown. Second free throw is around and off. Rebound.
Elijah Neal. Boy, he gets up, Bob. He goes after that board.
Elijah brings it up court. Slows it down. Works it out to Miles Ventura at the point. Caribbeo in the left corner. Burroughs in the right corner. Davon London roaming the baseline. Miles dishes it off on the weave to Burroughs. Top of the key, right of the lane. In the lane, puts it up on the run, and that one won't go either. Underneath the rebound, Davon London gets fouled.
Yeah, Burroughs again, another good spin move layup, but he's shooting it on the way down, Bob. And he's taking off a little too soon and shooting on the way down, but a big offensive rebound by Davon London, and hopefully he can make some free throws.
The foul is on Ben Connerton, his first. Davon at the line to shoot two. First one is good.
Well, a good-looking foul shot. He doesn't get many shots in the course of the game. He gets those little putbacks, that's where he likes to live.
One more for Davon. The Vikings senior puts it up to Echo. Dropped in.
A knuckleball. Hit the back of the rim and just fell in.
Back come the Islanders. 23-23. Connerton dishes it back out to Figueres. Back to Ben. Doesn't take the three in the middle. It's Mello. Backs it off to Figueres. Back to Connerton. Tries the three. Yes! Ben Connerton.
That's a big three for him. I've been saying all year long he needs to go to the basket, but that one can make a three like that.
At the other end, Ventura with a runner and good.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a kid really blossom next year. Miles Ventura. A lot of confidence. Not that big, but play smart.
Middletown up by a point, 26-25. They've got the ball. Figueres is going to try three. In and out. Rebound, Travis Burroughs. He'll bring it up himself. Goes to the right side for Ventura on the wing. With the ball, it's Travis Burroughs. Trying to work the left side of the lane. Gets a screen, throws it up, no good. And a rebound underneath. He's going to draw a foul. Figueres fighting for the rebound. Fouled by Davon London.
Well, again, pretty good defense on Burroughs. Going from left to right, trying to throw that little shot off the backboard. He's just not getting himself squared to the rim.
Jacob Mello sits down. R.J. Wiggins has returned to the Islander lineup.
He had a quiet first half. He had one basket in that first half, Wiggins. He didn't have any.
Roberto Figueres gives it up to Connerton on that left wing. They go on the corner, left side for a three. No good. Rebound, Miles Ventura. Brings it up court. It's one on three. He slows it down. Gives it up to Burroughs. He's got three personals. Miles working his way, angling over toward the left side, out deep. They'll give it up to Elijah Neal. Top of the key. Looking for some help. Still keeps the dribble alive. Guarded by R.J. Wiggins. Drive by Neal. Off the backboard and good.
Oh, he set that up nice. He did a great job against Wiggins. Timmy Robinson came over to try to block it, but he put it high and soft off the backboard.
Rogers up 27-26 at the other end. Connerton, baseline. Timmy Robinson up and in.
Yeah, you cannot give him baseline. He's too fast, too strong, and protects the ball. That time London got beat again on the baseline.
Vikings come back, going left to right. Here's a drive by Ventura, but he's fouled by Roberto Figueres. And that'll be the second on Roberto. And the Vikings will put it in play by way of Alex Terribio over in right near the scorer's table, where Shea Milburn is enjoying her popcorn, I can tell you that.
Oh, you're watching that.
There's a steal.
That's what
he does. Pat Wilson down the lane he goes. Can't get it to go. Blocked. Rebound put up. Given by Wiggins. Out deep. Connerton, three. Yes.
Ben Connerton, the senior, having a great game. 2 for 2 this half. Nice block that time by Ventura on that basket, on that drive by Cranston.
Back come the Vikings. Down by 4. Driving layup is good.
Oh, Burrow's got that one to go. He's consistent. He goes strong to the basket, left-handed.
Oh, at Ben the other Connerton. End, Connerton. Again. Connerton is on fire.
And that was no hesitation against the zone on the wing. That shot's there. And as a defense, you want to give it up.
Back come the Vikings. Crossover, Travis, lost ball, taken away by Middletown. Timmy Robinson with the ball, looking for help. Figueres driving toward the basket, dishes it off. Wiggins up and in!
Middletown getting some easy baskets. Real quickly going up and down the floor. The middle, Rogers got to do something right here. A little timeout.
Mike Newsom calls a timeout. 2:47 to go. Third quarter, 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds right here.
O'Brien's Pub, for good food, good friends, good times. Always the perfect place to find a menu accommodating all ages and appetites, plus never-ending fun. Sunday night bingo, trivia night Tuesdays, karaoke Wednesday nights, DJs Fridays and Saturdays. O'Brien's Pub, voted best neighborhood bar the past 2 years. 501 Thames, Newport. Check theobriensPub.net. Phone 849-6623. And on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always easy parking.
And back at Middletown High School, number 2 seed Middletown taking on number 10 seed Rogers. And Middletown has a 36-29 advantage, and Rogers has the ball.
Big possession for the Vikings, down 7 here. Two threes back-to-back, you can't do much about that. But a couple of bad shots by Burrows has cost him some points.
Mello's back in for Middletown. Here's Ventura, baseline, loses the dribble, and there was some contact. Against Middletown.
Figueres on the drive.
His third personal. Here comes Connor Lopez, and Roberto will have to sit down to be safe. 2:32 to go, third quarter. Rogers will put it in play over the baseline. Burrows doing the honors. Gets it out to Elijah Neal. Tightly guarded by Pat Cranson. Neal backs it off between the circles. Puts up a three. No. High rebound. Comes down to Timmy Robinson.
Way up there.
Middletown with the ball and the 7-point lead. Three. Robinson. Yes.
Raining threes, Bob. Kevin lets him shoot him. This half, 4 for 7.
39-29 underneath a layup for Davon London.
Nice pass by Ventura. They needed that one.
2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Middletown 39, Rogers 31. With the ball, Pat Cranson across the center circle. Trying to get RJ to go deeper in the left corner. Cranson with the dribble, gives it up. Nope, puts it up and just misses a three. Rebound, Mello has it blocked, taken away by the Vikings. On the run, Miles Ventura backs it off. Waits for help. Minute 35 in the third quarter. Elijah Neal in the lane, spinning, throwing it up and in!
We're seeing a good basketball. Individual players making great plays. That was a big play down that end by Ventura getting it to Neal.
Middletown up 6 with the ball. Taking his time, Pat Cranson at the point with Figueres on the bench with 3 personals. Timmy Robinson, 3-point range against Burrows. Drives down the right side of the lane, a reach and foul. Before the shot, it'll be against the Vikings.
Yeah, it might be reaching on Terribio. I'm not quite sure. Let's see.
I think it might be on Burrows, and it is, and that's number 4.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup for him. He's a quick kid, but Timmy's just so savvy. And Ben Connerton back in. I didn't see him sitting on the bench there for a while. How'd it go?
Melo goes back onto the bench, and Burrows goes to the bench for Rodgers with his four personals. Pass comes inbounds. Timmy Robinson has it. Misses both the layup, but gets fouled, and he's heading for the line.
Well, nice out-of-bounds play. They ran a slight back screen. Timmy just dove to the basket on the other side. He was open. Missed the first one on one side, but got fouled, taking the other one.
Fouls on Tony Boyd is first. It puts Timmy Robinson on the line, shooting two. Timmy with a deep breath, and the free throw. Good. One more. Middletown beginning to extend that lead now. It's right now 7 pending this free throw. Timmy Robinson hits.
He didn't take any in the first half. There are 3 or 4 in this half. It's all Timmy Robinson. Going to the basket and getting fouled.
Middletown up 8. Last minute of the third quarter is underway. Miles Ventura out deep. Looking in the lane for Davon, nothing there. Miles backs it off, gets it to Elijah on the left wing. Drives, goes baseline, shut off. Puts it up on a turnaround, no good, but he got fouled.
Stepped on the baseline.
Stepped on the baseline.
Turnover, just that's the fourth for the Vikings this half. Middletown with just one.
Got to be careful now if you're the Vikings. You don't want to go too much to a one-man show here. Middletown with the ball and up 8. Late in the quarter. Here's Connor Lopez, 3-point range. He's already got 1 3. Dishes it off to Ben Connerton, driving to the lane at the foul line. Gives it up. Timmy Robinson, tightly guarded by Elijah Neal. Robinson resets. Dishes it off. R.J. Wiggins going to the lane. Stops. Pops. Hits.
A little between the legs dribble. He wasn't giving it up. In Middletown now taking the charge. Shooting the ball extremely well in this quarter.
Ventura trying to drive to put it up. Blocked by Pat Branson.
Wow, he got up on that. I mean, Ventura thought he had him beat. He's left-handed. Tried to put a little floater up there, and he never got that ball out of his hand.
Vikings will have the ball. Ventura's going to put it in play with 1.4 seconds in the quarter.
I'm going to get it to Neal. I think they'll give him somebody real quick.
Here's the pass. It goes to Elijah. Puts it up. Oh,
nice
no good.
Try.
And it's the end of the third quarter.
And a big third quarter for the Islanders.
43-33. Middletown leads Rodgers. We're heading to the final quarter. We'll be back after this.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797. Or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
All right, the last quarter is coming up. It's 43-33 Middletown. 17 points for Timmy Robinson so far, and 12 for Ben Connerton on 4 threes. For the Vikings, it's Elijah Neal with 14 points, and he is far and away the leading scorer for the Vikings.
Yeah, just Middletown had a great shooting quarter. They shot 7 for 13, but from beyond the arc, Bob, they were 4 of 7. As you mentioned, Connerton made 3 out of 3, and Robinson made 1 out of 3. And inside the arc, they were 3 of 6. They finally got the ball inside. Robinson on the drive. Wiggins with 2, 1 put back, and then 1 jump shot. But for Rodgers, they didn't shoot the ball badly. They only took 9 shots in that quarter. Only 1 from beyond the arc. Missed that. But they were 5 of 8 inside. Elijah had 2. London a basket. Burrows a basket. And Ventura a basket. But they got to get some stops defensively. Maybe go to a press. But I don't know. Because Middletown with those guards, Figueres and Cranston, are pretty tough to press.
And Figueres is back in with his 3 personals from Middletown. Rodgers with the ball. Elijah Neal brings it across the timeline. Straight away in 3-point range. Left of the lane. Driving on the run. A block by Ben Connerton.
By Wiggins.
Wiggins, okay.
Oh, nice steal right there.
A steal by Rodgers. And here is Nebs giving it up to Elijah Neal. Neal going down left of the lane, loses the dribble. Connerton
got it. Too much, Elijah.
That's what I was afraid of. Too much of a one-man gang is going to be trouble. 10-point advantage for Middletown in this Division II quarterfinal. Timmy Robinson, baseline, drive, too strong. Weak side rebound, Jimmy Robinson.
He got his own rebound on that. I thought they looked like it was Wiggins, but it was Robinson. Another offensive rebound. That's three offensive rebounds in this half for the Islanders.
Here's Toribio being fouled by Roberto. No, that's not Roberto. That's R.J. Wiggins. And for R.J., that is his second personal foul. Rogers' ball right in front of John Dias. I hope Jordan Nebs won't be intimidated.
Nah.
Miles Ventura with the ball. Left to right. Go the Vikings here in this quarter as we watch from opposite the scorer's table. Ventura left of the lane. Underhanded layup. No good. Rebound underneath. No good by Boyd. Ball's on the floor. Tied up. And it will be a foul on, I think, the Islanders.
Yes. Nice offensive rebound by Tony Boyd. Missed the shot. Putting it back up. But he was fouled on the shot. On the rebound, Ventura got fouled.
And Figueres committed his fourth personal, which will bring Connor Lopez in off the bench. And Roberto sits down.
And Rogers reverting to a little one-on-one, Bob, trying to clear a side out. For that time it was Ventura. The previous times it's been for Neal.
Toribio gets it out deep to Nebs. A three. Ventura, no, short. Rebound, R.J. Wiggins. Jimmy Robinson has it now. He'll bring it up court slowly with Elijah Neal waiting for him. Here's Timmy. Top of the key, left of the lane on the drive. Throws it up. No good. Rebound.
Good defense by Boyd. Didn't get called for the foul.
Neal at the other end misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Pat Cranson.
Just trying to get to the basket. Move the ball. Find the open person.
Middletown up 45-33. Cranson with the ball. Gets it in the hands of Connerton. High on the left side. Turning around, looking. Gets it baseline to R.J. Wiggins. Wiggins turns around, puts up a jumper, and hits a three!
I tell you, he was shooting the ball real well the first half. He's had a very, very good, confident second half.
Rogers the other way. Ventura in the lane. Gets it across court. Jumper from there is off the mark. Rebound, Jimmy Robinson. As Toribio misses it. A 15-point lead for Middletown in the fourth quarter. Drive by Cranson. Throws it away. Middletown turns it over.
Well, I'm going to blame that one on R.J. Wiggins. He's on the opposite block. He just didn't get down and get that one. It was a nice pass by Cranson, but a turnover.
And a timeout has been called. We'll take a 30-second break right here. Stay with us.
Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustavwhite.com.
High school basketball live on WADK's FM 101.1 and WADK.com. Bob Angel with John Dias. Our producer-director is Maxwell Lawless. And Middletown's in control, 48-33. 5.5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, Middletown shooting better than 50% beyond the arc and shooting 50% in the arc in the second half. And the Vikings just really, if it wasn't for Neal's two baskets and one rebound, by Burroughs for a basket, and they only got four baskets in the second half.
All right, Rogers with the ball. Miles Ventura barking out the orders as he brings it across the center line. Works a weave here to Burroughs. Travis in the lane puts it down low on the baseline. Ventura to Rubio, three. No.
Oh, good look, though. Good step play. Wasn't a forced shot.
Timmy Robinson rebound. Timmy's going to bring it up court. Got Elijah Neal waiting for him as Timmy goes over the center circle. Gives it up to Ben Connerton out deep. Connaughton working his way to the right elbow, gives it to Timmy Robinson. We're working a little weave here, using up some of the clock. Here's Connor Lopez, out high, dishes it off, gives it to R.J. Wiggins, almost lost it, saves the dribble, gives it up to Timmy. He's going to drive down the lane and have it deflected away, and a foul is going to be called on Rodgers.
And it's on Nev. Did a nice job of trying to strip the ball, but Timmy beat his man. It was just one player left to stop him, and they weren't going to stop him from getting the shot off, that's for sure.
15 foul on the Vikings. Middletown ball over their baseline. Middletown up 48-33. Almost turns it over. Maintain the possession. Ball in the hands of Cranston. On the right wing, it's Connerton looking for some help. Gives it to Timmy Robinson. They'll use up more clock. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Three. Connerton. Yes, again!
Well, that's Lopez.
Lopez.
Lopez, 2 for 2 from beyond the arc. A young kid coming in.
Connor Lopez. 51-33 Middletown. 4:10 to go. Burrows with the ball. Foul line goes off in the corner to Elijah Neal. Tries a three. Yes! Elijah!
Yeah, a little something. Middletown's got to put a little pressure on. Just can't allow Middletown to run the ball in the half court for 34, 31 seconds.
Back come the Islanders. Ventura tightly guarding Cranston, who goes, and he's going to travel. Try to come to a stop, but Pat Cranston couldn't get that other foot to stop.
That's the fourth turnout, Will. Third in the last 2 minutes, but Rodgers committed 6 in this half as opposed to just 5 in the whole first half.
A 15-point Middletown lead. 3:45 to go. Rodgers with the ball. Miles Ventura looking around. He's going to go to Travis Burrows. Burrows in the game right now with 4 personals. Pass goes worked around to Elijah Neal. Takes a 3 off the mark. Rebound comes down to Burrows, puts it up, around, and no good.
He just can't get anything to drop, Burrows, tonight. Tough game for him.
Nebs with the rebound. Terribio with the layup.
Well, Vikings hanging in there, fighting hard, going after the ball. And we have a foul here on Ventura.
Miles Ventura commits the foul, trying to make a steal. That's his first foul of the night. 6th now. No, I'm sorry, that's on Middletown, right?
That was fouls on, yeah, Middletown has 6. I think Kevin's going to take a timeout, expecting maybe some pressure from the Vikings.
All right, timeout on the floor. 3:11 to go in the game. Middletown leads 51-38. We'll take a 30-second break right here.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
Well, it looks like the third quarter is the turnaround as Middletown outscored Rodgers 21-12 to build a 10-point advantage, and they now have a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter. Middletown putting it in play, gets it in the hands of Connerton. He backs it off to Roberto Figueres, who's back in despite his foul trouble. He goes right to the basket and lays it up and in.
When Rodgers went for the steal, Neves tried to reach around and make a steal. Not happening with Figueres. Very quick. And just an easy layup.
At the other end, it's Elijah Neal. And Ben Connerton's going to commit the foul, trying to make a steal. And on Ben, that'll be his second.
I think Neal might go to the foul line at number 7.
No, it's number 6, I believe. Each team has 6 now.
Rodgers has 6. My point.
All right. It'll be bonus free throw shooting for both the rest of the way. 2:45 to go. Rodgers with the ball. Here's Elijah, 3-point range, guarded by Mr. Robinson. Here's a drive and a basket by Travis Burrows.
Yeah, he's been trying to get to that rim all night. That time he pulled up to a little bank shot.
Middletown with the ball being challenged. Cranston has it right now, looking for help. Gets it up to Ben Connerton, over to Roberto Figueres. on the right side. He is being bugged by Neves. Figueres gives it up on the wing to Ben Connerton. It's going to take a three. Short. Rebound. Ventura. Rogers. One on three. Goes right to the basket. Doesn't get it to go, but he got fouled by Pat Branson.
That was a good decision. He had a step on the field, even though there was defense getting back there. But that time, you know, Connerton took the three. He'd been three for three. Shot clock was winding down. It was wide open.
The foul is on Roberto Figueres, who has just fouled out.
Yeah, he just made the big play. The play before that made the layup, so.
At the line, Ventura for two. Gets the first one. No, he doesn't. It rolls off the left side. One more for Miles Ventura. Just a sophomore. Steps up. Rogers down by 13. 2:07 to go. Free throw. No good. Rebound down low by R.J. Wiggins. He brings it up across the timeline himself. Goes right to the basket, throws it up, and no good. Rebound, Neves, Rogers. Up comes Burrows, trying to get to the basket. Ball comes loose, tied up. It'll be an alternate possession. Nope, we have a kickball call here. So that'll keep it Rogers' ball.
No, I think it's going to be Middletown ball. Got a kick on
Rogers.
Nope,
it is, yep. So Middletown does get it deep in their own backcourt. Here's Cranston, guarded tightly by Ventura. He steals it. Toribio with a drive, puts it up, no good. Before the shot, a foul.
Well, good hustle by Ventura. Pat Cranston can handle that basketball. He's very quick. That time he had it out a little bit too far in front of him. Ventura stole it, got the ball to Toribio, but he got a blocking foul on his way to the basket.
And they're not putting the foul up, so I can't tell who that was on. It's going to put Toribio on the line. John Lenny and Donald Boba conferring, and Brian Sullivan as well. They haven't put the foul up because they haven't decided who that foul was on.
John's got two fingers up. I see a one.
Might be Pat Cranston, and it is.
Okay.
And that would be his second. At the line, Toribio. 4-2. No, it's 1-1, and he misses. Rebound, Elijah Neal in the lane. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Ben Connerton. Gets it to R.J. Wiggins. Has the ball stolen from behind. Miles Ventura, bounce pass to Burrows underneath. Puts it up and in.
Well, good Rogers fighting to the end. Just a couple of good looks.
53-42, and we have a timeout, Middletown. We have, we'll tell you how much time is left in a minute. But right now, it's a Middletown timeout.
I see 121, I think, Bob. 121, possibly. Something one.
We'll double check on it in a second or several. As we are nearing the end here with Middletown up 53-42. Trying to wrap up this Division II quarterfinal and get to the semis on Thursday night in Ponagansett against either Tolman or Lincoln.
Well, the Vikings, you know, playing a good game. They're not playing terrible, but they're just 7 of 15 from the foul line, which really hurts. I mean, when Middletown is making threes and you're missing free throws, you know, the point spread gets wild. Middletown is only going to the line twice. Timmy Robbins, the only player for the Islanders, is going to the free throw line. He's 3 of 4. In this half, we had Ventura 0 for 2. We just had Toribio miss one. And London made both of his early to start this half. So the difference between a three-point shot at one end and not getting two at the other, it's like a five-point swing. And that's how Middletown was able to build up that 12 to 13-point lead in that third quarter by hitting the threes.
A minute 27 remains in the game, and the Islanders are up by 11. And it will be Middletown ball with full court pressure being applied. R.J. Wiggins goes across to Connor Lopez, guarded by Neves. Connor looking for some help in the backcourt. Gets it to Timmy Robinson. Robinson dishes it over to Cranston. Cranston with the ball goes down low. R.J. does not take an easy shot.
Good catch, Bob.
And it's a turnover.
That's a good point, Bob. That was an easy layup. He should have just caught it and laid it in. Nice pass across the court by Cranston. I know Kevin probably said, take the time, don't shoot too quickly, but you got to take layups when they're there.
Minute 10 to go. Rodgers with the ball. Out deep, Elijah Neal. Guarded by Robinson. Gets a screen. Stops. Pops. Misses the three. Rebound, R.J. Wiggins. Looking for help. Gets it to Connerton, but R.J. gets fouled from behind, and it might be on Travis Burrows.
Well, Rodgers just can't get the open person. Middletown doing a good job of challenging the shooters. There's nobody, beacon free, not looking, trying to get the ball down low. They don't really have an inside game. And that time Neal was screened for at the top of the key. He had a good look, but he also had Jimmy Robinson with his hand in his face.
Apparently there's no foul. Nothing's been posted. Just a timeout here. So it's 53-42 Middletown. And time running out on the Vikings. Number two seed in Division II, Middletown, in command. And the time remaining is 56 seconds. And let's see who's going to end up with the ball where here. Going to be over the baseline. Where looks like the Vikings will be on defense.
I think so. Yeah, I think Middletown called that timeout.
Islanders out there, Vikings out there, Middletown puts it in play, over the baseline, and it's Wiggins, looking around, gets it, and we have a 5-second violation, a timeout called by Kevin Lendrum before that violation of 5 seconds.
Vikings looking at the clock, but there's no, only the referees count when you're taking the ball out, they count up to five, and if they hit the four and you haven't thrown it in yet, normally they call it. But here, I think that was Brian Sullivan on the baseline. He's very efficient. I'm surprised he didn't there. But he also wasn't a good counter in high school either.
Oh, really?
He could count his points. But,
I see. A revelation courtesy of John Dyes. All right. Into the final minute we go. 56.6 remaining in the game. That would be seconds. 53-42, Middletown.
Just that one stretch, the last 4 minutes of that third period. It was a one-point game at halftime. I think both teams scored early to start the third quarter. I think last time was maybe tied at 33.
It was 31-29.
Okay.
Midway through the third quarter.
With the 36-29.
And Rodgers would finish it off with a 12-point 12-6 run there. All right, we'll get try this again. Middletown will be putting it in play in the person of R.J. Wiggins, all 6'3" of them.
That's two big baskets during that stretch, too. That little jumper to end the quarter and the one before that. So everybody in Middletown has really contributed.
Bounce pass to Timmy Robinson across the center line and fouled by Alex Taribio to stop the clock with 54 seconds to go. And I think they may have to adjust that time clock because I don't think it got started right away.
Well, it's 3 seconds.
It is? Okay.
Caught it. One dribble, two dribble, good foul.
Timmy's going to the line for a one-on-one situation. Timmy Robinson will step to the line to try to hit the front end of a one-and-one. It's on the way. It's not good. Fought for. The rebound comes down to the Vikings. Elijah Neal, and he's got a bunch of those. Ventura was going to drive, but he was shut off. He's at the line. He's in the lane. He throws it up.
Oh, nice move. I like this kid. He's going to be a good player, Bob. Only a sophomore. Little uses both hands.
Back the other way, R.J. Wiggins scores and gets fouled.
R.J.'s had him quite the second half. He's 4 or 5 from the floor, hit a 3 or 4 inside the arc, and now he's going to go to the foul line.
And the foul is going to be on, I think, Elijah. Yep, Elijah Neal with his second. And at the line to make it a 3-point play if he can is R.J. Wiggins. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Elijah Neal. Brings it up himself. Goes right down the lane. Puts it up around, no good.
Well, they made him take difficult shots. Rebound. No easy going to the rim for the Vikings at any time in this game.
The rebound by Timmy Robinson. And then a foul to stop the clock with 25 seconds left. And Timmy's feeling it. And the Islanders are feeling it. They're 25 seconds away from the win. They lead by 11. Timmy's going back to the line. And he'll still be shooting 1-1. Next point would be his 20th. And there it is. One more for the 6'2 senior. The Islanders are moving on. Another free throw for Robinson is good. 57-44. A long one by Elijah Neal is off the mark. Rebound by Counterton underneath. He's fouled by Toribio to stop the clock with 17 seconds left. So marching up the other end of the court, Ben Connerton will get a chance to shoot two free throws as we're in the bonus situation. Ben with 12 points on four threes, and he hits the front end. Or he hits the first one, excuse me.
That's not the front end?
No, they got the bonus now.
Okay.
Second one, good also.
First of two, would you say?
59-44. A drive by Burrows, puts her up, no good. Rebound taken down. Nicely done by Connor Lopez to Connerton. Connerton gives it to Timmy Robinson. Double team backcourt. And it will be a Rogers ball on the defensive end. 3.6 seconds to go. Middletown fans are feeling it. Inbounds pass goes cross court to Elijah Neal. Throws up a three. No good. Ball game over. Rogers and Middletown. The battle goes to Middletown, 59-44. The Islanders move on to the Division II semifinals to take on the winner of number 3 Lincoln or number 11 Tolman. That game will be Thursday night at 7 at Ponagansett High School, and we will be there to bring it to you on FM 101.1. All right. We'll be back with the post-game activity, pick our players of the game, and more. Stay with us.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
If you live or run a business in Rhode Island, odds are your electric bill is increasing. Luckily, A1 Roofing's here to help. Call 265-1019 today for a free solar consultation to learn how A1 can lower or eliminate your electric bill. Don't have a generator and want to keep power in a storm? Ask A1 about battery storage. Interested in getting an electric vehicle down the road? Ask A1 about installing a charging station at your home or business. A1 Roofing is here to help you go green in partnership with the Master Electricians at Beacon Solar.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Flower Cart is a full-service floral shop that makes your floral vision come to life. In addition to custom offerings for landmark events, Clements carries fresh-cut flowers, blooming plants, and more. They custom-make fruit or gourmet gift baskets. And don't miss Clements' extensive line of Asher's Gourmet Chocolates, Papyrus Greeting Cards, and the Yankee Candle Collection. Your neighborhood store and so much more. Clements Marketplace.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports,
Teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley, so come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
The Islanders are victorious. And I think we have to give a lot of credit to Kevin Lindrum. Pretty damn good coach, if you ask me. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you, Mr. Angel.
How's that feel?
It feels great because I knew it was going to be kind of a rock fight the way it started. And, you know, with all the fans here, it's 800 degrees in here. And just knew it was going to be this way. I look over here and see you guys are swarmed by so many people over here. And the environment was great. And, you know, the atmosphere was great. And Rogers plays unbelievably hard. And we had to make sure that we played hard. And that's the only thing I wanted from them was to play hard. Then the second half, we just needed to limit our turnovers that we had in the first half, slow down a little bit, box out, and own the rebounds. In the first half, we didn't do that. So that's what I thought was the difference in the second half anyway.
Was there any concern when you find yourself down 8-0 to start the game?
Not necessarily. I mean, Rodgers came out hot, and, you know, they did what we knew they were going to do, and we just needed to make an adjustment and stop it. And, you know, I think we were getting defensive rebounds. You know, we had our turnovers between the foul lines. We're getting a defensive rebound, pushing it up and getting back tipped or something, or coming down this end and losing the ball. So between the foul lines, we're losing turnovers. And that's not good. You can't do that. So we needed to tighten up that, and then we needed to own the rebounds, and I think that was the key.
Yeah, I thought your back line did a great job of defending down low. I mean, they were trying to isolate, and Burrows tried to go to the hole. And then when they did dump it down, your guys were there to alter the shots, to block the shots. I mean, they really struggled, other than a couple of easy drives early, to do that. And you're absolutely right. Your turnovers were just careless in around the middle of the floor. You had nine in the first half. You only had two going into the fourth quarter. So you turned it around. Your guards did a good job. But you're so balanced right now, it's scary. I mean, everybody. Even Wiggins had a great second half. Played under control, hit jumpers when he had to. Connaughton, give the wing shot against the 2-3 zone, and he hit 3-for-3. So
yeah, when he gets hot, he goes.
Yeah, well, I mean, but they were good shots. They weren't, like, a lot of times he'll take some farther out than he should. But, no, I thought your team had a great second half. He played a good first half, too, except for the first 5 minutes. So
thanks, John.
A lot to be proud of. But defensively, at the rim, they could not get to the rim.
No.
And they couldn't get any shots. They had 11, I had for 11 offensive rebounds in the first half. You know, inside, but they only had 2 baskets out of the 11 rebounds.
That's it?
Okay. That's it.
That's good.
Now, you are up by a point going into the third quarter, and then you outscored them 21-12. I think that's where the game just turned around for you. Everything started clicking.
They were up a point?
You were up a point.
What was the score?
22-21.
Oh, at halftime score, you mean?
Halftime.
Okay.
And then that third quarter.
So we scored 21 in the third?
Third quarter, you outscored them 21-12.
So I told them that in the locker room that third quarter has usually been our best quarter. We come out with a lot more energy. We like this basket better. It's a softer rim than that one. And I think they believe that. And then in the second half, especially in that third quarter, Rodgers came out in the zone. I knew what we were going to do against that by putting Timmy along the baseline. And that means they have to pay attention to him along the baseline. And we got him the ball down there a couple of times. And after that, that opened up the wing for a couple of threes from Ben Connaughton on the wing. So I think that was the key right there, I think.
I hope you don't have to feel like you need to get COVID in order to come out and coach well or anything.
I don't know.
Stay healthy,
would
you?
It's been a tough year. I've been in the hospital 3 times and COVID twice, so it's been a rough year. But, hey, we're still playing.
That's right.
Thursday, we're going to have a tough game against whoever wins tonight and Lincoln Atonement, and then see what goes from there.
We'll be there.
All right, sounds good.
Yes, I'm curious. Where does this new weapon come from, Connor Lopez throwing in threes like layups? What's up with that?
Say that, Connor Lopez. Well, we had some shoot-arounds today around 11 o'clock. We came here, and everyone left, and he was here shooting, and I was here by myself just watching him. And his shot looked really good. He was stroking it. So I put him in, and he had two huge
ones. Well, the big one early.
That was a huge five-point game,
yeah, and all of a sudden wide open. He just got in the game.
Yep.
And then the one later on was, again, was out of the offense, on the wing. Nobody got him. Two for two is not bad.
Two for two is not bad at all. We'll take it.
By the way, you shot 6-for-10 in the second half of Beyond the Arc.
We did? We'll take that any day.
6-for-10. The first half, I had you 6-for-12. So you shot 12-for-22 Beyond the Arc today.
12-for-22? Take that too.
Yeah, that's not too shabby.
If Rodgers closes off the paint really well, no, we got to hit those shots. Their shots are going to be there, so we got to hit them. So Rodgers closes off the paint well.
He did.
And then we get in there, we got to kick it out and be ready to shoot. And tonight we were.
Did all the things good tonight, Kev.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mr. Leonard.
Thank you, sir.
We have to pick a player of the game from Middletown.
Quite obvious. Oh, I give it to Timmy. Timmy had a real good game. I mean, he had how many rebounds in the first half? I had him for 5 in the first half, 6 in the second half.
Timmy Robinson, that's fantastic.
12 rebounds, 21 points.
That's awesome.
Played well. Didn't foul. Didn't commit a foul, I don't think.
I know.
It's tough. You're all tough right. Inside.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck, buddy. See you Thursday night. Okay.
All right. You got Mike Newsom standing right next to you, but we do have a player of the game for Mr. Newsom and the Rogers
Neil.
Vikings.
I'd go with Neil.
Okay.
Coach, good job, buddy.
Got to talk
job.
With Mike Newsom for a little bit. Tough one there. What are the first thoughts that come to your mind after the game and you're standing here and what's going through your mind?
I mean, they hit 12 threes.
12 for 22.
12 threes. I mean, I'm looking at this, and I mean, and third quarter.
Yeah.
I will say pretty much most of the year, I'm looking at our book, and just most of the year, third quarter hasn't been a good quarter for us. I outscored 21-11 or 21-10.
21-12 in the third quarter.
Yeah, 21-12 in the third quarter. And they hit threes. They got hot. They got hot that third quarter, hit threes. I mean, they only scored 8 2-point baskets.
Did you go to the zone for any reason? Because your man-to-man wasn't bad.
Well, I went to zone to kind of protect Travis.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He had three fouls. Didn't want him to pick up his fourth so early because we play aggressive defense.
No,
you know? And I don't want to take that aggressiveness away from him. So our zone wants to be aggressive. I mean, we've seen what they were doing with Robinson. They were sticking him, like, in the corner gray area. And I was trying to tell my big guy, like, hey, stay low. You know, and our rotation for there should have been there every time.
When the kid hit three threes in a row.
What's it, 23?
Connaughton hit three threes right there. Yeah, then when
they
came out
opened
together.
It up, especially when it's 21-22 at halftime.
Yeah.
So, you know, we didn't put the ball in the basket enough.
No, I had a tough day. They did a good job in your when you guys tried to get to the rim, Neil and Bo, altering the shots. They couldn't get to where they had to get. They tried the little floaters. But I'll give them credit. I mean, Timmy can jump. Wiggins can jump.
Yeah.
Connaughton plays pretty good. So you're not going against gods when you beat your player. You're going against big guys.
Yeah.
That was, I think, the difference. And free throw, 7-for-15.
So. Oh.
And you were four of your first five.
Yeah, and I don't know how many times you had an offensive putback attempt, and it just wouldn't go down.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of bad luck there. But with where you are now record-wise, you know, where do you stand as far as the Open is concerned?
We were 17, and you had, like, Wes Warwick, and maybe Moses Brown behind us. So if they don't lose, they win, they jump ahead of us. Which, you know, then
they division two or three?
They're in three. So if they keep the same record as you, we are ahead of them.
Okay.
Now, if they lose, if they both lost tonight, we'd be in still. And then it kind of eliminates them from being even in at all. So
we might not be done just yet, maybe.
Huh?
We might not be done just yet.
No, I might not. I don't like to rely on people, but, you know.
Now, listen, one question. Did you get lost coming to Middletown tonight?
No, that was the plan. The plan was to show up ready to just get in the game and play.
You had Bob worried.
Yeah. people calling me.
He said he's never called a forfeit basketball before.
Yeah. The kids were excited about it. They were like, look, we want to get off the bus and get right in.
Okay.
And I'm like,
let's
get off the bus and get on the court.
But
you know, like,
uniform,
we were warmed up at Rogers.
I figured that.
And, you know, what's this, 11-minute ride?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But so, they had locked the door, so it's good that you were in uniform. They wouldn't let you guys in. Yeah.
They were turning people away.
Yeah.
Little gym, big crowd.
Yeah.
And quite a bit of basketball.
Great
there.
Atmosphere. Great
night.
Playoff atmosphere.
Kids played well, played hard, played clean. It was fun.
Yeah.
Our player of the game, how many rebounds did he
have? I had Elijah. In the first half, he had 6, and in the second half, he had 5. He had 11 rebounds.
11 rebounds.
21
Elijah?
Points. Yeah.
To go along with 21 points. No, 17. 17 and 11. That's not a bad effort.
Good double.
If you pass that on to Elijah.
I will.
And then we'll hope like heck that we can get you into the open.
Yep.
And maybe get Mike Newsom on the radio again.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll do it.
It's been a hell of a
very good year,
so
Coach Newsom.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Very good job.
No Southpaws going to be players next year.
Oh, yeah. The future not looking too bad.
Yeah.
Get that big 6'5 kid to go with Burrows and Ventura.
And I'll get my man Cisco back, too.
Oh, that's right. He'll be back next year for the whole year. Good job. All right. Look forward
Thanks
to
for
that.
Coming over. Yep. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Michael. Have a short ride home, brother.
Yep.
Okay.
Mike Newsom, head coach of the Vikings. Not too good of a night, especially in the second half. 59-44 is the final. We'll come back. If we missed any of the numbers, we'll share them with you after this 60-second timeout.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan, but perhaps it's one of life's big decisions that you've been putting off. Are you soon to be concerned with paying for a college education? Are you approaching that time when you need to provide help for aging parents? And what about you and your eventual retirement? For decision-making processes like these, that's where Corrigan Financial comes in. Every new client starts with a comprehensive financial plan prepared by certified financial planners and CPAs. Clients work with their own team of credentialed planners, investment professionals, and support staff to help make informed decisions and move in the right direction financially. It's a planning process that is ongoing with updates at least annually. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, everything begins with a plan tailored specifically for you. Welcome to the world of Corrigan Financial, proud of their 32 years of helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
All right, we've got the John Dias fan club in attendance
tonight.
Former
players and Rogers, Coach Sarris's players, Mr. Cancel and Mr. Tate. Vance Tate, two very good ball players.
There you go. Listen, some other individual numbers, like for Middletown, rebounds. I know Timmy had a
Timmy
mess.
Had 11. I tell you, he got most of the rebounds. I mean, they had Cranston for 3. Ben Connaughton, you know, he had a good game, but he only had 2 rebounds in the whole game. Wiggins only had 3. So, really, it was Timmy because there weren't a lot in the second half, or Rogers in the second half.
How about Travis Burrows for Rogers? Is his
Travis
rebound
Burrows,
total?
He had 4. I had him for 4. Okay. Actually, 6. He had 2 offensive rebounds. So he had a good second half. And but, you know, Rogers' turnovers were the key. They committed only 5 in the first half, but they committed 9 in the second half. And there were some unforced ones. That's when you mentioned about trying to just go to the basket and one on none. You just can't do it because Middletown had good defensive position and quick hands.
So with the victory, Middletown moves on as the number 2 seed, and they will be playing Thursday night. Ponegansett is the location. That's a neutral site.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the second game. First game's at 5. St. Ray's against either Johnston or Boroughville. You would think it might be Johnston.
I don't know. Boroughville's very tough. And their coach had a great article in the Journal about them, how they play hard, and nobody expects them to do anything. And they're coming on the end of the year. Although St. Ray's is a very good team. So if it's St. Ray's-Johnson, that'll be a rematch from a game just 2 weeks ago.
And that'll be a 5 o'clock game Thursday at Ponegansett, followed by Middletown against either number 3 Lincoln or number 11 Tolman. And got to watch out for that Tolman team.
I like that team. I mean, I know we saw them fall apart here in the fourth quarter. But when they were on fire, and they beat a very good Shea team at Shea. And it was a buzzer beater. The kid hit a shot with 1 second to go. But we'll see. But now listen, for Thursday night at Ponegansett, do we have to bring passports and overnight bags? We're out there, Bob.
I used that same line on somebody earlier
today.
We're
not going to cross state lines. We're going to be pretty doggone close.
In the girls' playoffs, Division One, the Rogers girls are into the semifinals. They are the number 9 seed. And they have to play LaSalle, the number 4 seed, tomorrow, 5 o'clock at Cranston East. first of a doubleheader. Second game is number 2, Juanita Sanchez, against number 6, Bayview. And then from there, you go to the finals, which will be at Rhode Island College both Saturday and Sunday. I think Saturday the boys and Sunday the girls.
Might be vice versa.
No, but
the girls usually play on the Sunday. Yes, they do.
So we'll see, what happens with the semifinals tomorrow and Thursday. And if we've got anybody going to the finals, we'll be there to bring that game to you. We'll be there tomorrow night for the girls at Cranston, and we'll be there in Pontagansett Thursday night for Middletown's next challenge.
And I do get mileage for this job, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Mileage added to my car. That's all right.
So that's going to do it for us tonight. We appreciate the work of Mr. Maxwell Lawless, our producer and director in studio. Karen Massaro here, the athletic director at Middletown, always takes very good care of us. And a lot of help with the security people who kind of protected us with the crowd all around us tonight.
Outstanding crowd control. It really was. And the people, have to say, Bob, when we looked at this crowd at 5:45, it was like, uh-oh. These kids were just cheering. There was nothing out of the ordinary. And the people standing here just sat or stood behind us. And they watched an exciting game. But great credit to the Middletown Police Department, Mike Clancy.
And some volunteers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, look, nobody wants to leave. There's still a lot of people
here. I got a hall.
Okay.
I'll go to Pontagansett Thursday and get my sleep.
Get rest up, exactly. So, again, it was Middletown defeating Rogers 59-44. Happy to bring it to you, and more yet to come on FM 101.1 and on WADK.com. We thank you for listening tonight.
This live coverage of local high school basketball has been presented by